Acts chapter 8. And Saul was consenting to his death. And at that time there was a great persecution against the church, which was at Jerusalem, and they were all scattered abroad throughout the regions of Judea and Samaria, except the apostles and devout men carried Stephen to his burial and cried greatly over him. As for Saul, he made havoc of the church, entering into every house and taking men and women, putting them into prison. Therefore, those who were scattered abroad went everywhere preaching the word. Then Philip went down to the city of Samaria and preached Christ to them. And the people with one accord gave heed to those things which Philip spoke, hearing and seeing the miracles which he did, because unclean spirits, crying with loud voices, came out of many who were possessed with them, and many taken with paralysis and who were lame were healed. And there was great joy in that city. But there was a certain man called Simon, who previously in the same city used sorcery, magic, fake miracles, and deceived the people of Samaria, pretending that he himself was some great one, to whom they all gave heed, from the least to the greatest, saying, "This man has the great power of God." And to him they had regard, because for a long time he had deceived them with sorceries, magic, fake miracles. But when they believe Philip preaching the things concerning the kingdom of God and the name of Jesus Christ, "If I were baptized, both men and women," then Simon himself believed also. And when he was baptized, he continued with Philip and wondered, seeing the miracles and signs which were done. Now when the apostles who were at Jerusalem heard that Samaria Adi received the word of God, they sent to them Peter and John, who, when they had come down, prayed for them that they might receive the Holy Spirit, use as yet he had not fallen upon any of them, but they were only baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Then they laid their hands on them, and they received the Holy Spirit. And when Simon saw that through laying on of the apostles' hands the Holy Spirit was given, he offered them money, saying, "Give me also this power, that on whomever I lay hands, he may receive the Holy Spirit." But Peter said to him, "Your money perish with you, because you have thought that the gift of God may be purchased with money. You have neither part nor lot in this matter, because your heart is not right in the sight of God. Repent therefore of this your wickedness, and pray to God, if perhaps the thought of your heart may be forgiven you, because I perceive that you are caught up with bitterness and in the bonds of sin." Then Simon answered and said, "You pray to the Lord for me, that none of these things which you have spoken come upon me." And they, when they had testified and preached the word of the Lord, returned to Jerusalem and preached the gospel in many villages of the Samaritans. And the angel of the Lord spoke to Philip, saying, "Arise and go towards the south to the road that goes down from Jerusalem to Gaza, which is desert." And he arose and went. And a man of Ethiopia, an eunuch of great authority under Candace, queen of the Ethiopians, who had the charge of all her treasure and had come to Jerusalem to worship, was returning and sitting in his chariot reading Isaiah the prophet. Then the Spirit said to Philip, "Go near and join yourself to this chariot." And Philip ran thereto him, and heard him reading the prophet Isaiah, and said, Do you understand what you read? And he said, How can I, unless some man shall guide me? And he desired that Philip would come up and sit with him. The place of the SCR Ipsher which he read was this: He was led as a sheep to the slaughter, and like a lamb who is dumb before his shearer, so he did not open his mouth. In his humiliation, his judgment was taken away. And who shall declare his generation? Because his life is taken from the earth. And the eunuch answered Philip and said, I ask you, of whom does the prophet speak these things? Of himself, or of some other man? Then Philip opened his mouth and began at the same script, Ure, and preached to him, Jesus. And as they went on their way, they came to a certain body of water. And the eunuch said, See, here is water. What hinders me to be baptized? And Philip said, If you believe with all your heart, you may be. And he answered and said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And he commanded the chariot to stand still. And they both went down into the water, both Ape and the eunuch, and he baptized him. And when they had come up out of the water, that the Spirit of the Lord caught Philip away, that the eunuch saw him no more. And he went on his way rejoicing. But Philip was found at Azotus, and passing through, he preached in all the cities until he came to Caesarea.